The first three are, you know, someone's a real great, you know, in what they do, but end up doing maybe some of their works or their first one was, one of them was involved in one's accomplishments or and progeny, and you know, that's all. I mean, those are standard kind of things. But I would say four and then five would be my top two choices. When we talk about five, that peak experience would be such that that's going to help to believe that there is a God, and that it is a revealed God in Jesus Christ. That's where that spiritual paradigm is what we look toward. You know.
We're now going to go into our second interview. Was there anything in the first that caught your attention? Anything that resonated with you? If so, make note of it. Consider how our first interviewer was more drawn to the last two modes, which is the spiritual mode and the experiential mode. And we'll now listen to our second interview.
Well, first I would start that these are all, I mean, you gotta start at the basics. Like, these are all just ways to label a feeling and like a concept. So this would be a reflection of Lifton's inner world and how he would compartmentalize his energies. So kind of when I start approaching different modalities and things that people have, I start with like a lens of empathy, and because everything is determined by the observer. If there is no observer, there is nothing to be recorded. So literally everything, it's kind of, it goes back to, if a tree falls in the forest, can anyone hear it? No, but the universe feels it. But the sound has to be interpreted by a being of observation. So while we're a vibrational universe and it will still make a wavelength if it falls, it does not make a sound without the observer, because the translation of that wavelength is through the observer. So for something to be observed, it has to go through that. So I would start with the, you know, he was shifting through these things. So it really is all interconnected, and that's why I don't feel like any of them are really more important than the other. It's just, it's a wheel, more so. It doesn't matter which goes where, really, but you're just going to loop and loop back. And that's kind of, I think, where quantum entanglement starts, is as we're figuring it out, we might be in a spiritual mode. We might brush up with someone more in their natural mode, right? So you're going to pass pieces from each mode that hold a different, you know, he was studying the feeling of these different energies we have. So he was studying the vibration of them, and this is the closest that he could assign the vibration he was experiencing to, based on the categorical terms we had created up until that point as a human species.
Notice how our second interviewer saw an interconnectedness between all of the modes, rather than focusing on a certain mode or certain modes. Notice how your thoughts have shifted after listening to this interview. Has your perspective changed on the modes? And if so, how? We are now going to listen to our final interview. Again, keep note of what perks your ears, what you can relate with, or what might sound similar to your own beliefs.
I like them as a list, but I almost feel as though like there's one missing, or like there's different, like these are incredible perspectives. They're each individual, and I feel like most people can identify with at least one, but I feel like there's, you know, I feel like there's more perspectives that aren't there, that are not like representative of other beliefs. Like, I feel like there should be like a longer list. I think these are like the top, probably the most popular, but I would like to hear like some less popular views and respond to them. So I think that's also important for like broadening, you know, your horizons and stuff like that. But like as a whole, I like them all, and like I can relate with them like on some level, each of them, like all of them collectively. I feel like almost collectively it's like because I believe in like a certain bit of like each of them, I feel like this is like pretty representative of me almost, like in a way, like not like fully, but I feel like it's like a representative sample, like scientifically speaking. I think it's like a good set of questions, but like again, or a good set of modes, But again, I feel like there could be more.
After listening to all three interviews, has your own stance on which mode you may be more drawn to change? Did you notice how the last two interviewers saw them as a collective rather than separate? This may shine light onto how Lifton's theories shine light onto possibilities that are available to us when it comes to symbolic immortality. And now to reveal our interviewees. Our first interview is Father Pat, a Catholic priest at Incarnation Church. Our second is a Wright State student. And our third is Sue, a student at Antioch College studying ethnobotany. I hope that this shined light onto what could possibly be a way to continue to live on after one's death. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a peaceful summer.